Blog Talk Radio.
Takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports in Depth.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth. Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network at SID Late Night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. And we always start Sports in Depth off right with a prayer. John Coltrane leads us in prayer with his iconic Dear Lord. So we ask you to take your hats off, bow your head, close your eyes, be on your knees, though you don't need be. But let's take time out and pay homage to the one and only true God. Here on SID Late Night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. As we move into another day, last night laying down, this morning getting up. We love you, thank you, Lord, thank you so largely, take for granted. We thank you for blessing that have come, will come, all in merit. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, and grace is getting what you don't. I'm before you, humble heart. As you heard my mother classically said, if you find anything like sin around our hearts, cast it and seek forgiveness, but not rise up against us in judgment day. Not that the Lord. We just want to stop and say, thank you. And darn it, send Jesus. Amen. And now we open with this part, we get back to kind of blew my mouth there, so we do classic Cool in the Gang, some of Madness. And feels like summer madness around here is when September, and it feels like the daytime, sometimes like July or August, but at night it's nice and cool. Reminds you a lot of Saint Paul. We open a girl from your name as we say happy birthday to Brazil yesterday. We just left the 7th, so we can still kind of egg a little bit. That it is during Independence Day. And with that, too, we get ready to move with some birthdays. The 9th, my son. We already saluted Shamari Hardesty, son of the voice that you hear. And before our intro, let's also say happy birthday to the only Grammy artist to ever win a Grammy. The queen of the disco, the iconic, the legendary, the one only, the lovely, the charming, intellectual, Miss Gloria Gaynor. Yes, September 7th, for her birthday. And Brazil. Mrs. G, Miss Gigi, it's a happy birthday to you. And normally Stevie Wonder take care of that tour, but the birthday girl is doing it. And how she has and how she will. And well, I told you it's the birthday of Brazil. There, 4th of July. The 2nd, Shamari Hardesty, the son of the greatest African sportscaster in New York City radio, Larry the Legend Hardesty. The 1st, the late Rocky Marciano, Rocky the Rock, the only heavyweight champion to retire undefeated 49-0. He didn't start boxing until age 26. The 9th, movie that, of the greatest son in the world. My son, Little Mel. And it's ironic, he got the name Little Mel. Turquoise Irving. The former Miss Turquoise Irving. The wife of the iconic Julius Tatia Irving. Named him Little Mel. The tag as me being Mel and him being Little Mel. And then she also named his sister, came 2 years later, whose name is, yeah, Turquoise. It's funny, Turquoise was in the car, and she said when my then spouse says, but you know, I got a wonderful name for the baby if it's a girl. I said, what is it? She said Turquoise. And it was really funny because that was the first thing in my mind that she would say Turquoise. And it turned out, my daughter Turquoise, the sweetheart, that she is named after her godmother, Turquoise. And with that, that's like the late night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. Let's just move in. We're not going to be a long version, but let's get introduced to the sports definition by the man who coined the phrase. A point well taken for the uninitiated, two of his classic lines. Ladies and gentlemen, no.
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Family. Take it away, good doctor.
You have to remain humble. Well, question, grateful to God for those kind of introductions, from those kind of people. I remember that classic line from the movie The Wild Bunch, and William Holden, Pike, told and his Borgnine, his partner, that he gave the people his word. Borgnine then adamantly, vocally, and merely said, it's not about giving your word, it's who you give your word to. That's how you late night, where you get the last, where you get the first, where you get the right. Serena Williams, not since the Ice Princess. Chris Everett, 75, 76, 77, 78. As a female won U.S. Open, 3 years in a row. And it's an 18th singles Grand Slam championship, tying both two other tennis legends, Martina Navratilova and, of course, Chris Everett. Derek Sanderson Jr. Number two is an apt number because he's second to none as a personal player. Everything Joe DiMaggio was supposed to be, everything Mickey Mantle wasn't. A real live American hero. They honored Derek today. So many people came. Michael Jeffrey Short. Dave Winfield. Need one go any further? The court forward there. Greatest close in the history of the game, Mariano Rivera. His cut buddy and roommate, Jorge Posada. And the winner's pitcher in postseason, Andy Pettit. I threw that in there because it sounds nice. Technically, Andy's not. He can't combine World Series and playoffs. But in the combination of both, he's won the most. They came to look at for the last time in Yankee Stadium. They came to praise. They came to honor. They came to say thank you. So far more than just a great baseball player, but a great humanitarian and a great human being. I remember his first year, rookie year, and it was Thanksgiving. Larry, the legend Hardesty, then with Tennis City Broadcasting, their sports director, along with John Starks, number three, greatest dunk in New York Knicks playoff history, and one of his lead players, Pat Riley, disciple. And yours truly, I grew up in Harlem, a function for some youths, and turned it in Hawks, Derrick, his first year. His first year. He just showed you what his parents were about. It showed you the kind of metal he's made out. But after that, he was already in the process of his Turing 2 Foundation, a la his role model hero, the great Dave Winfield. Only man drafted by every major sport, NBA, the ABA, the NFL, the AFL, and Major League Baseball. And rumor has it, he was also drafted by a couple of the women's softball leagues around the country. Number 31. One of only three men ever to win a gold glove in both leagues. Dave Winfield, J.G. Snow, the first one to do it. Late. Tommy H. S.I.D. Late Night. Jets win. Beat the Oakland Raiders. Open the season with a win. The Miami Dolphins come back and beat New England Patriots. Atlanta loses to Atlanta Beach, New Orleans. RG3 and company don't win. And somebody said, that's why you can't end your season in the first two games. It's Green Bay out because they lost the other day to Seattle, who scored more points in one game than they usually scored at least two or maybe three. Jets will be in Green Bay next week, and that's a huge football game. Them winning today, they're going to the right time, too. The weather won't be that bad, and the conditions won't play a part in who wins and who loses, as so often it has. One of the great things they talked about Brett Favre was his ability to play in the cold. I guess one of the truly Icemen, like Jerry Butler. One more time, Serena Williams wins her third straight U.S. Open, her 18th Grand Slam title. She ties Martina Navratilova and Chris Everett for 18th Grand Slam title. Steffi Graf has the most. A lot of people feel Steffi is the best. A lot of people feel that Serena and Steffi, some kind of match with the victory going to Serena Williams. Giants play tonight in Detroit to open this season. A lot of talk about the new offense that's been instilled right now. We want to salute both Eli Manning and Victor Cruz being selected as the five captains that the Giants will have this year. As we told you, WBO boxing-wise, middleweight champion Peter Kitchuk-Quinlan gave up his title And now rumor is he's looking to fight Kenny Jacobs this Saturday. Floyd, pretty boy, Mayweather, the money man, will be back in the ring against Madonna in a rematch of a hotly contested fight. Well, one judge saw the draw, but then again, we didn't know that they would allow Stevie Wonder to judge fights. On the other hand, Adrian Broner won last night, along with Louis Matisse, card out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Manny Pacquiao and Chris Algieri signed for their fight in China. And also last week, Werner Hopkins against the Russian sensation. Kovalev will fight Atlantic City. So one is away and one is going to be here. Can't say enough about Derek Jeter. And enough will not be said until he retires. He has the most hits in the history of the Yankees, the most hits, and he has the most hits of any right-hand batter in the history of the game, with the exception of the great Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron averaged 33 home runs and 100 RBIs his entire career. On the night that Harvey Haddix threw that perfect game, no-hitter for 12 innings against the Braves players had the signs. They knew what was coming and still couldn't hit it. Hank Aaron was hitting over 400 going into that game, and they told Hank that they had the signs, and it was relaying to him. Hank said, hey, I don't need the signs. The most home runs hit by right-handed batter in baseball history. Lifetime batting average of 305, 33 home runs, and 100 RBIs. The great Hank Aaron. And the equally great Derek Sanderson Jeter. Talk some conversation in the locker room. Jets lose to the fact that they did make too many turnovers, cannot continue to do that. At the same time, it was a W. Eric Decker had a good game. Ivy ran the ball well, broke off a 71-yarder that kind of sealed the football game that he ran. Chris Johnson, backfield looks good. You just wonder what would things be like had they kept Cromartie and brought back Revis. Wow. Front seven played well. Jets' defense was doing the job. Oakland only had about 78 total yards going into the fourth quarter, and yet they were right in the football game. Those kind of things can't happen. Interesting to see what happens tonight. The Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts. The old team, so Peyton Manning, and, well, I have to tell you, we know what happened in that game tonight. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth, SID Late Night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. Tomorrow night, two guys, two, first time ever you've had two double-seeded players in the finals. Roger Federer and Djokovic knocked out Djokovic in four sets, Federer in straight sets. And can't pronounce the Oriental player's name correctly. He is the first. He was the first ever to get into the semifinals in 81 years. Not since then, and the first into a finals. It's going to be interesting. That's tomorrow night. Serena Williams, we told you to her thing. And basically, SID Late Night, that's what we're going to do tonight. Derek Jeter honored today. Jets win. Giants play tonight. Serena Williams wins her 18th Grand Slam title, third in a row at the U.S. Open. If you want to lose some stats and stuff, we can give you some inside data that happened at the game last night, and we'll do that after we come back, and we'll give a little music. So, don't move. Sports to Death, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Cargo Network, SID Late Night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. We'll be right back.
SID Late Day, where you get last, where you get first, where you get it right. And going back to that dip game, the final score is 19-14. Raiders got on the board first, took a 7-0 lead. Jets came back and made it 7-3, and then took control of the game, so to speak, with a touchdown just before the half, taking a 10-7 lead into the locker room. Teams traded field goals in the third quarter, and the Jets got a field goal in the third quarter. In Oakland, after the Jets scored and missed the point after, came back with a tremendous play, about 1 minute, 41 seconds left. Made it a 19-14 game, but that, the rest was, did you get a chance to talk to Justin Tuck, the one or two? We want to get down and talk to some of the Jet players. Calvin Pate got hit with a personal foul. Eric Decker was hit with a pass interference offensively, and listening to Marty Lyons, that was a bad call. And he explained, you got to understand, he's fighting off the cornerback, he's trying to get some room, and the arm is using, he's not using it in a manner of menacing, or in this case, Decker. It turned the whole drive around, and the Jets had to set up a field goal instead of the touchdown, which could have been big. In this case, it was a 19-14 Jets over the Oakland Raiders. There was some individual stuff in that game. Let's take a look. And rushing-wise, it was fine. Defensively, the Jets were really on the money. Wow. Total for the attempts of 15 all game, and they got 25 total yards on the ground. 25 total yards on the ground. The Jets had 212 one day, and they had to be delighted. Chris Ivory had 10 attempts, 102 yards on the day, as long as being a 71-yarder. Chris Johnson had 13 attempts. He picked up 68 yards, averaging 5.2 a run. And Geno Smith himself ran the ball 10 times, picked up 38 yards. The Jets, 34 attempts with the ball, 212 yards, as compared to 15 with the Raiders and 25 yards. Eric Decker, 6 targets, 5 receptions, 74 yards, 14.8 average. The man who got in the end zone, Chris Johnson, just before the half, 5 passes were thrown his way, picked up 23 yards in total. On the other side of the ledger, 32 targets, 20 receptions, along with being 46 yards total by Streaker, and his 30-yard touchdown pass put them on the board. Final stats, pro first downs for the Raiders were 11-20 for the Jets. Third down efficiency, Raiders with 3 out of 12, 25%. Jets did pretty good. 5 out of 12, 42%. 50% is not bad, and they almost got there. Net yards, 158 for the Raiders, 402 for the Jets. And the thing about it, the game should have been that close. 19-14 is not a score that tells you indicative of the kind of dominance that the Jets had. With that, we're going to run. Just SID late, and you last get it first, get it right. Tomorrow, a final that people thought Djokovic and Federer would be in, it ain't happening. Rory McIlroy didn't come up with another win today, but, wow, his former girlfriend couldn't do it either. That's Serena Williams, first female to win the U.S. Open 3 years in a row since Chris Everett beat in 1975, 75, 76, 77, 78. Chrissy won it, the Ice Princess. Chris Everett, too, for 18 straight years, was in the finals of a Grand Slam tournament. Her and Jimmy Connors, two of the iconic players, and again, who just simply got their serve. A little pace, a little spin here, placed in the right spot. Not overpowering service, but our question, overpowering players. And with that, Larry Hartz will lead us out. Just a little quick SID late night. Yankees lost today on Derek Jeter Day, 2-0 to Kansas City. And, we're going to go. Thank you.
There's a little wind there.
Leave some thoughts.
Great day, that was the actress who said this. Tonight should be important.
What's important to be nice? Dr. Malouk,
my close assistant,
what the urgent question is, what are you doing for?
Muhammad Ali.
Service to others that you pay for your space dinner. It's the hardest thing. You've got one more for us, don't you?
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Yeah, with that, we're going to run. But as we always do, before we say good night, goodbye, keep us in our prayers to you. We let Bob Gay have his say before we go on our way. So before we run, this has to be done. Marvin Gaye. Mr. Gay, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world?
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life.
Life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die. Oh!
you today. Mets win. Serena Williams wins for the third straight year at the U.S. Open. Joins Chris Evert, who won 4 years in a row. Martina Navratilova, 18 Grand Slam wins.
Running used to be the way.
Well, remember to remind you that on Sundays,
the blackness,
6 to 7 a.m., it's man to man. Double M2. M to M. Carol West is your host. And Dr. Nash is your co-host. WHCR. Behind Old Point 3 FM. Voice call. Sundays, 6 to 7. Man to man is the show. Issues, the rumors, the truth. Carol West is the gentleman.
try to tell myself that it was just a game. I'd run again to try and ease that lonely pain. No matter where I traveled, there I'd be, stuck in those walls of skin called me. And I was just a running to find something true. And I'd just be running with nothing to prove. And I kept on running and had nothing to show. They all saw me running and said, there he goes. You caught my eye one day while I was on a run. How you made me feel my life had just begun. Oh, I'd seen the last of all my roaming days. 'Cause I knew from you I'd never run away. Now you've got me running to get home to you. And my heart keeps running when I think of things you do. And I won't be running to no one else no more. They all see me running and say that's love for sure. And I'm not hesitating, no. As soon as work is done, yeah, fast as my leg can carry me. Life ain't complicated, oh no. You've got only one heart, one joy, one place to be. Now I'm watching people running all around, chasing after things that'll just run them down. Life is so much better if they change their ways. I wish I could tell them, but you know I can't stay. 'Cause I gotta get running and get home to you.
Gotta get home,
and my heart keeps running when I think of things you do.
Think about the things.
And I won't be running. No one else, no one, no more. They all see me running.
You make my heart
and I won't be running. No one.
SID late night, where you get it last, where you get it first, and where you get it right. And they're playing. Well, the Yankees lost, but so did Seattle. So they're still only 4.5 games behind in that last wild card spot. Mets win today. The Mets ain't going anyplace anyway. Serena Williams won her 6th U.S. Open. It was the first event that she won and obtained her 18 Grand Slam titles, joining both Martina Navratilova and the Ice Princess, Chris Evert. She joins Evert as the last female to win 3 in a row. Evert won 4 in a row, 75, 76, 77, 78. Football scores of the day. Dolphins came back 10 down to beat New England in Miami. Peyton Manning and the Broncos seem like they're not suffering anything from their Super Bowl loss as they beat his old team today. Steelers won that game. RG3 and the Redskins got scalped today. They lost. Atlanta marched on the Saints as the Saints came back to overtake them, and they overtook the Saints. So Atlanta beats big Drew Brees and company. The Bills, in overtime, shocked Chicago Bears with a win. Another big win in that division now. Right now, well, I don't know how long it will be, but the Patriots are fading. Trailing both the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. The state of New York is ahead of New Hampshire. Also, other winners today, Cam Newton and crew, without Cam Newton, they won as they now are leading that division also. Other winners around the league, told you that Miami won. I told you that the Buffalo Bills won. The Jets won. The Denver Broncos won. The Texans beat RG3 and company, but suffered a severe loss to one of the key players. We can not fucking with the word. I'm sure I can confirm that for you. The Giants, who played today, part of a Monday night doubleheader. And with that, I'm going to say, leave you with three thoughts. Service to others. Drink your paper, your space unit. Muhammad Ali. Life's most assistant, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Muhammad Ali. Dr. Muhammad, the king. A life is not important except for the impact it has on another life. I put the out of my heart. God bless you all. Trust in God. And we're closing with a little bit heard of the lady whose birthday was yesterday, Gloria Gaynor. Only disco artist ever to win a Grammy. And her song has been interpreted in 80 different languages. And at the same time, we want to take our hats off and salute Brazil yesterday as they saluted their Independence Day. And with that, without further ado, we say good night. Take care. God bless you all. Thanks for joining us. SID Late Night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. Good night.